May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 570. The Lord on high his love proclaims and makes his goodness known to men deserving endless pains. He gave his only Son. 570.
Read together from the Word of God, the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 62 and 63. Isaiah chapter 62 and 63. Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give her corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast laboured. But they that have gathered it shall eat it, and praise the Lord. And they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed, unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozra, this that is glorious in his apparel, travelling in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save? Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine vat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury. And I will bring down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Saviour. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him, that led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them, to make himself an everlasting name, that led them through the deep as an horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble, as a beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. Look down from heaven, and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory, where is thy zeal and thy strength? The sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercies toward me, are they restrained? Doubtless thou art our Father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledgest not. Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer, thy name is from everlasting. O Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways, and harden our heart from thy fear? Return, for thy servant's sake, the tribes of thine inheritance. The people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. We are thine. Thou never bearest rule over them. They were not called by thy name. Lord, bless to us the reading of his word, and help and teach us to pray. Kind, merciful, gracious Lord God, once again thy goodness and kindness, our lives are spared to the evening hour of another Sabbath day, and we do thank thee for all thy kindness thus far to us throughout this day. We humbly acknowledge all thy mercies, but Lord, we come now, come into thy courts the evening hour of thy day, hoping, praying, begging, seeking, that there may be something for our souls. Something, Lord, whereby we may feed thereon and grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, we are hastening on to eternity. We know not, Lord, what a day or an hour may bring forth. We know, dear Lord, that we must die. Oh, but we pray that thou prepare us to die. We do need, Lord, that blessed, gracious, divine preparation. Lord, we trust, dear Lord, we can truly and honestly say, I love to meet amongst them now, and before thy gracious feet to bow, though vilest of them all. But Lord, we cannot bear that piercing thought. What if our name should be left out when thou for them shalt call? So we would continue with the hymn writer and say, prevent it by thy grace. Be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place in this the accepted day. Dear Lord Jesus, we pray that we may know that thou art indeed our hiding place. We read the prophet declares that a man shall be as an hiding place. Dear Lord Jesus, we come to thee as the God-man, as the one alone who is able to hide us. Oh, in that last great hour, from the storm of death, that we may know that we have our receipt stamped and marked paid in thy precious blood, Lord Jesus, so that all our sins are washed away and cleansed, so that, dear Lord, there is that peace of God that passeth all knowledge and understanding in our hearts. Oh, gracious Lord, do then hear our prayer. Oh, and make us right, fit us, prepare us for heaven and for glory. We know, Lord, we believe, we read thy word, and it declares that there is nothing that defileth can enter into heaven. And sadly, dear Lord, we are defiled all throughout by sin. But, dear Lord, we come to thee to wash us and to cleanse us and to make us white and pure. Thou hast bidden, come, and now let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as snow, the beard like crimson, they shall be as wool. Then, dear Lord, we come to thee with all our sin and guilt, all our transgressions. Oh, to know that they're drowned in the oceans of thy love and mercy. Hear then our prayer. Do undertake for us now, and be gracious to us, we beseech thee. Have mercy then upon us, and bless our souls abundantly with sweet tokens of loving kindness, goodness and mercy, so that our hearts are filled with the love of Christ and love to Christ, that he should lay by his glory and come to this earth to suffer, bleed, die, to pay the price for the redemption of our souls with thy blood. Lord Jesus, do help us, we pray. Oh, then come, dear Lord, even this night, Lord, and do make the place of thy feet glorious. Thou hast promised the heaven thy throne, the earth thy footstool. Then we pray that this little spot may indeed be at thy footstool tonight. It may indeed be as the house of God and the gate of heaven. Dear Lord, thou knowest how many, dear Lord, have gone home from this house of God, and now with thee in glory. And this house has been as the gate of heaven to their souls. Where thou hast met with them, thou hast blessed them. Thou hast poured in the oil and the wine of the glorious gospel of Christ. Where they've been filled with the love of Christ. Oh, that love that passes all knowledge and understanding. Where poor sinners have walked with the Apostle Paul in a great strait, having a desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. And thou knowest how many found here tonight, Lord, walking that same path, having that desire to be with Jesus. Oh, we ask that thou then be gracious to each and all. Then come, dear Lord, and grant us, dear Lord, this night, to sit at thy feet and hear thy word. Hear it to the profit of our souls and to the honour and glory of thy great and holy name. then work graciously, Lord, in our midst. Oh, that this Sabbath day may not pass by without there being something done and accomplished in the worthy name of Jesus. Then help us, Lord, we pray. And oh, as those have come longing, seeking for a portion for their souls, cry, perhaps has been for some token for God. Show me a token for God, cried the psalmist. And Lord, and we desire often to cry the same. And we pray then, as the dear harlot Rahab, why she prayed, give me a true token. Then, Lord, do hear our prayer. Oh, make our evidences clear. Make her, Lord, to know that our names are found recorded in some humble place beneath thee, Lord, the Lamb. Grant us then that gracious God-given exercise within, that we may have that truly true religion that's more than notion. Something must be known and felt. Hear our prayer. We pray thou wilt then pardon every sin, forgive every iniquity, wash and cleanse us then in Jesus' precious blood, and Lord, do reveal Jesus to our souls as the hope of all glory. Now remember once more, Lord, this little cause of truth, and do bless them together. Oh, bind them together in love and unity, the bond of peace. Appear to them and for them, and make thyself precious to their souls, so that their souls are on the stretch to find Christ. Oh, that they may be given grace to bear one another's burdens and so fulfil the law of Christ. Help them in the way and in the path. We then can pray for the deacons who are here. We pray for them, help bless them in their office. Help them, dear Lord, in the burdens, responsibilities that fall to their lot. And help each and every one, church members and congregation alike. Bless each and all, Lord, with sweet evidences of thy love and mercy. And pray, Lord, that thou graciously work that mighty work of grace in their midst, so that there may be souls added unto them. Dear Lord, do then work mightily in this village. Oh, and command sinners to come, or draw them by thy love, constrained by thy spirit, to the house of God, so they hear the sound of the gospel of Christ, so that they like one another, so that, like that dear woman in the gospel, she went home, come see a man that told me all that ever I did, is not this the Christ? Lord, may this be the blessed, gracious, divine effect of the preaching of thy word here in this place. Do graciously anoint thy servants, Lord, as they come, week by week and Sabbath by Sabbath, into the house of God. May they come fully, graciously anointed by the Holy Spirit. May they dip their foot in oil. May they open their mouth wide. May they be filled with thy truth. And may thy name be exalted and praised here in this place. We ask, Lord, that thou remember each and every one as the children, Lord. And we thank thee for them and pray thou wilt bless them and be gracious to them. And may they have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. That the parents, Lord, and oh, that we pray for them, thou wilt give them all needed wisdom to bring up their children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Oh, wisdom to say yes, and wisdom when to say no. And oh, that the children might obey. Oh, that they may be given that grace to obey their parents. To remember that the commandment that we are to obey our parents. Lord, then do be gracious. Then there are others, Lord. Some bear the heat and burden of the day. Undertake for them. Lord, be with each and all in their own personal concern and exercise before thee, and make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Remember now thy people, those, Lord, that are found in sickness and affliction's path. Put thy hand upon them, heal them, restore them, raise them up to health and strength once more, we pray thee, and be gracious to each and all. And hear prayer also for the bereaved, comfort their hearts. Oh, we ask that thou wilt bless them, support them, hold them up. May they know that thou art that God of all comfort. Bless the widows and the widowers. Bless those who have lost mother, father, brother, sister, maybe a child. Undertake for each and all. Be then with thy people. Those disappointed, help, support them, bless them. And pray, dear Lord, that thou art make thy goodness pass them before thy people in the varied pathways in life. They may see thy hand, and they may know that he is too wise to err, and oh, too good to be unkind. Ah, thou didst say to Peter, what I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Oh, that thy people may know of that blessed, gracious, divine hereafter. Then remember them. Now we think, dear Lord, of others, Lord, in this world that suffer in need and poverty and famine and death and disease, and those that are persecuted. Remember them. Think of where there's war and bloodshed in Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, and other places. Lord, do have mercy. Bring peace in this troubled world. Bless our leaders, those that govern us, govern them, we pray. And oh, we ask thee to hear prayer that they may be, Lord, guided in the affairs of state. Bless our royal house. Help us to pray for all in authority over us. And Lord, then do hear us and help us. There are many, Lord, that need thy help in many ways. Be gracious to each and all. We think of prodigals, sadly. We all have them in our family circles. Bring them back. Snatch them as brands from the burning. Make them trophies of thy grace. Hear and answer the prayers of parents and of brothers and sisters on their behalf. And oh, we ask, Lord, that thou art, dear Lord, do snatch them as a brand from the burning. Lord, we cannot bear the piercing thought, what if our names have been left out? Lord, we cannot bear the thought if those near and dear to us, by the ties of nature, if they're left out. Oh, that they may be the subjects of thy grace, that they may be found right at last, and to be with Jesus. Give them living faith. Oh, the gift of God. Oh, the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Then hear prayer. Prayer then for Zion, Church of God. Lord, bless all thy sent ministers, those, Lord, that are found this evening hour in this our land, standing, preaching the gospel. Grant to them grace and help and liberty, and grant the people ears to hear, wise and understanding hearts, and pray, dear Lord, then that thou bless thy word, and bless it here, Lord. Now we'd not multiply word. Lord, make up where we fail, pardon where we ask amiss. And now, Lord, do come, fulfill thy gracious word once more, and touch our lips with that live coal from off of that heavenly altar, as we plead with the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 380. O Jesus, thou fountain of grace, enlighten, enliven my heart, and show the sweet smiles of thy face, and from me bid evil depart. Pronounce, O pronounce I am thine, a sinner once purchased by blood, and may I for ever recline on the bosom of Jesus my Lord. 380.
Thank you.
in dependence upon thee, Lord, for all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention again to the prophecy of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17. Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will say, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. We try then, for the sake of those not with us this morning, to speak from this word, but we looked a little at chapter 1 and chapter 2, where there is a severe judgment threatened against these people that were worshipping idols, doing wickedness, that were backsliders, and the punishment, and how the Lord says he will search Jerusalem with candles, every little corner, every nook and cranny, as we put it, and just all to be searched out of the wickedness that's found therein. That we notice how gracious the Lord is, that there's this blessed call, divine call, to sinners to seek ye the Lord. In chapter 2, all ye meek of the earth which have wrought this judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness, it may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. That is very briefly. We came into this third chapter, noting particularly the 12th verse, the Lord leaving the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they trust in the Lord, and come down to this text. Oh, we notice this, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Oh, how the Lord's in the midst. Two or three, there am I in the midst. But we note one or two things of how the Lord appeared in his might and power for the sake of his people and at the request of their prayers and their petitions. Yes, but again then tonight, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Ah, oh, friends, yes. But, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee. Why, it just comes to mind of what we read there in the first chapter of Matthew's Gospel. And his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. His name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. Ah, friends, what a mercy that the Church of God, God's people, have a blessed Saviour, a glorious Redeemer in their midst. And one dear soul, yes, who indeed makes intercession for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. Oh, his power in prayer. Father, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but I pray for all them who thou hast given me, for they are thine and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Friends, hear. Oh, his power in prayer. Oh, his might. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou gavest me before the foundation of the world. Father, will that they also are, they, this people, I leave in the midst of thee, an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. We noticed this morning that this was but a remnant. Ah, and dear soul, and the dear Lord Jesus then prays for this blessed remnant. Father, I will that they also. Ah, who are these? They also. Yes, sinners. Sinners of the deepest dye. But, ah, this, are they made to be sensible sinners? They realise, they're brought to realise that they are sinners. And that as sinners, they need mercy. And they need salvation. And they need to know pardon, peace and forgiveness. Which alone can only come in and through the dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. There is none other name given under heaven whereby they can be saved, whereby they must be saved. Jesus Christ, God's dear Son. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Yes, and is mighty, and he will save. And he will save. Yes, poor, trembling, tried, devil-hunted, devil-dragged soul. Yes. You poor soul that feel to be at the very ends of the earth, he will save. What did he say? These are the words, dear soul, of Jesus. I came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. I came not to call the righteous. Well, if you're a poor, tried, tempted, devil-hunted, dragged soul, you feel anything but righteous. So, then dear soul, if you're not righteous, do you feel to be a sinner? But before we go too far and too fast, let me ask this question. Where does the knowledge of that sin bring you to? I dare say that if you were to go outside and ask some of the people here in Swavesey if they were righteous or if they were sinners, they might be offended. But in truth, yes, they would acknowledge that they do wrong and that they're sinners. But it doesn't cause them to bend their knee before the Lord. Does the knowledge of your sin cause you to bend your knee before the Lord? You know, it's a very important question, and only you can answer it, sinner. Only you can answer it. Search me, O God, and try me, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Oh, make me right and keep me right. Yes. So then, Jesus came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. To repent over sin. To repent with a godly sorrow and repentance. Repentance, what is it? It is indeed turning away from sin. turning our back on sin. And it is coming to the dear Lord. Oh, nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. Hey, repentance. You know, dear soul, and real repentance doesn't need to be repented of. No. Oh, a broken heart. Why, what did David say in Psalm 51? The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou art not despise. Yes, you say, the Lord will save. Yes, sinners that come unto him. And dear soul, he will save. He does save the very, very worst of sinners. And dear soul, again, Jesus said this, that all manner of sin shall be forgiven thee, except the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. And God forbid you and I should ever be found guilty of that. But all manner of sin, all manner. You just look at the Ten Commandments. Oh, you say, but we've not, or I've not committed adultery. Are we sure about that? You know, the Word of God at times is very, very searching. And the words of Christ are very, very searching. He said, he that looketh on a woman to lust hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Again, thou shalt not steal. Oh, spoke to the children this afternoon about that. Yes. And oh, that we may be kept and preserved from this. But you know, it's not just stealing money. No. What about the piece of paper from the office desk? The envelope? The postage stamp? Not yours. And what about stealing the Word of God? You say, well, how can we steal the Word of God? Oh, well, you know, there are exceeding great and precious promises in the Word of God. And we can say, and that's mine. It's not. And it's not. The Lord hasn't given it to us. Solemn, straight, yes. Searching, maybe. But rent, yes. But all manner of sin. And yeah, we could go on there, but we mustn't go on. No. Oh, let conscience do its work and the Holy Spirit. That we may come and humble ourselves in the dust. You know, the dear woman came, didn't she? And why, she washed the feet of Jesus with her tears. You see, there was real godly sorrow. Simon can point the finger of accusation, say she's a sinner. And so she was. But, you know, what did Jesus say about her sin? said to Simon the Pharisee, her sins, which are many, are all forgiven. And he turned to her and declared to her that her sins were all forgiven. Ah, friends, yes, forgiveness. It is a joyful sound to malefactors doomed to die. He is mighty, he will save. Save sinners. Save them with an everlasting salvation. An everlasting salvation. Sometimes men and women experience, yes, a salvation. Someone has prevented them from dying in some way or other. Through some accident has happened. But then, here is an everlasting salvation. It's an eternal salvation. And dear soul, and our dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, he came to save. The Lord said to Joseph, did he not? And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He shall save. But dear soul, there was a blessed, glorious plan drawn up in eternity past by the blessed three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, of how this salvation should be accomplished. And it was this, dear soul, in short, that the blessed Son of God would come and take a body like our own, sin accepted, and come into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. To seek and to save that which was lost. Dear soul, do you feel tonight to be lost? Terrible experience naturally to be lost, is it not? You know, but sometimes we might lose our way. And why we get perhaps all hot and bothered. Until we find a new road, a road that now points us clearly to where we want to go. But then, friends, yes, dear soul, what about being lost? Dear soul, with no hope. Yes, to be with no hope. That's being lost. But, yes, dear soul, the Lord saves. In his a mighty Saviour. It reads there in Isaiah 63. Glorious in his apparel, travelling the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Yes, mighty to save even the very worst of sinners. Do I hear someone say, can be nobody as bad as me? And dear soul, I know you're devil hunted and devil dragged. And the devil says, you cannot possibly be saved. Well, dear soul, for a start, you're not exhorted to listen to the devil. He ever was and ever will be a liar. But secondly, dear soul, you are, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. And the Apostle Paul, I think it is, yes, in Hebrews 7 says this, that is able to save unto the uttermost all them that come unto God by him. Sinner, are you an uttermost one? But you said it says, all them that come unto God by him. Sinner, are you a coming sinner? Come unto me. Are you a coming sinner? Are you coming? Yes. Asking the Lord to have mercy upon your poor, never dying soul. Seeking that the Lord would indeed have you don't feel worthy. Dear soul. But salvation is not on your worthiness and mine. But it is, dear soul, on the worthiness of our blessed Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. It's on his worthiness. Yes, it's all because he, blessed be his name, he died in sinner's place, room and stead, a mighty Saviour. And it's all, yes, you think, again, what Isaiah says in chapter 53. It says there that the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, poor soul, you think that your sins are very, very great. And like mine, they probably are. But dear soul, he came to seek and to save to the uttermost. He came, dear soul, to save the very worst of sinners. The very, very worst. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Dear soul, he hasn't, he doesn't, and he will not change his mind. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Yes, dear soul, he came to save. He came to save. A mighty Saviour. A mighty Saviour. This one, dear soul, that bore all incarnate God laid on him. We read here, I think it is, in the 61st chapter of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord guards upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Yes, the day of vengeance of our God. Yes, all, and the sins of the church of God were all laid on him. Every elect vessel of mercy, every sinner that sought his face in prayer and supplication with godly sorrow in their heart, yes, all their sins was laid upon him. Blessed be his name. The day of vengeance of our God. Yes, it's all. And he went, yes, into Gethsemane's garden. He went from Gethsemane's garden, it's all, to the judgment hall. And for the judgment hall, it's all, he went to Calvary. Why, sinner, he was alone in Gethsemane's garden. He had withdrawn himself as stones cast. He was alone before Caesar, I believe it was, Pontius Pilate. And he was alone on the cross at Calvary. And he was totally alone there. And he felt, blessed did he not? Oh, he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? See a poor man. Is it nothing to all ye that pass by? Seeth there any sorrow like unto my sorrow? Wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger? Yes, it is all. The Lord then, Jesus Christ, God's dear Son, suffered, bled and died in sinners, place, Rome and stead. He died there, sinner, on Calvary's cross. He mourned because he felt the hidings of his Father's face. But why? But why? It was because God cannot look upon sin but with abhorrence. Now, it wasn't Jesus that deserved to be looked upon with abhorrence. It was, I hope, sinner, you and I. We deserve the hidings of God the Father's face against our sin and our iniquity, but our blessed Lord, our glorious Redeemer, was suffering there at Calvary's cross in the sinner's place. Heaven's brightest glory sunk in shame, that rebels might adore his name. Yes, he's there at Calvary, dear soul, in the sinner's place. In the sinner's place. I don't know whether I can find this. But there's a hymn here that I have sometimes given it out at the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Ah, yes. Behold a scene of matchless grace. 'Tis Jesus in the sinner's place. Heaven's brightest glory sunk in shame. The rebels might adore his name. Tremendous clouds of wrath and dread in vengeance burst upon his head. 10,000 horrors seize his soul, and vengeful mountains on him roll. He sighed, he groaned, he sweat, he cried. For awful floods he passed and died. All penal wrath to Zion due, infinite justice on him throw. Infinite justice on him throw. The God-man in the sinner's place, room and stead. He that is the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. To this end, his soul, he came into this world. Why? Because this soul of his eternal love to their never-dying soul. And dear soul, he didn't love my sin and he doesn't love yours. But dear soul, his love and his mercy is such that he pardons. Dear soul, all the debt. Yes, you see, sin must be dealt with. Sin has got to be dealt with. Oh, that we might know that our sin, yes, has been dealt with by the beloved Son of God. That he has paid the ultimate price of the redemption of your soul and mine with his own heart blood. And did the whole in the just. The sovereign of the sky stooped down from wretchedness and dust. The guilty worms might yes, the Redeemer left his throne. His glorious throne on high. Blessed be his name. took a body like our own, sin accepted. Yes. And to suffer, to bleed, to die. And he was a real man. A man there is, a real man. With wounds still gaping wide, from which rich streams of blood once ran, in hands and feet and side. 'Tis no wild fancy of our brains, no metaphor we speak. The same dear man in heaven now reigns, suffered for our sake. Mighty in the midst of thee is mighty. Yes, it is our Emmanuel, God with us, in the midst of thee. It is our, he's been in the midst, he's been on this earth, and he's paid this price in the midst of the church, of his people. Poor fallen man forsook him and fled. That it didn't turn him, dear soul, from his God. No, he loved his people. Great and small and grasping hard, embraces all and all with a soul will part. Toils through life, pants through death, cries with his expiring breath, is finished and complete. The Lord in the midst of thee is mighty. Again that verse. This is glorious in his apparel, travelling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. I that speak in righteousness. What did he say? It is finished. What was finished? The glorious work of redemption. That I believe I'm right in saying that the first words that we read of, that Jesus spoke here on this earth, are recorded in the scripture as, wist ye not, let us be about my Father's business. Said that to his parents, to Mary and Joseph, didn't he? But on the cross at Calvary, he cried, it is finished. This business. His Father's business. To pay the price, the redemption of the souls of the Church of God with his own heart's blood. It is finished. Salvation's work was done. Salvation's work was accomplished. This one then is glorious in his apparel, travelling in the greatness of his glorious in his apparel. Yes, the captain, the army, why, he's been in the trenches and he's been shot at, he may have been wounded, his tunic is besmeared in blood, and he comes back from the battlefront. Oh, friends, why, and these marks that he's been in the battle, why, friends, they are all of his glory, are they not? But, oh, friends, how much more the blessed, glorious Son of God. And they shall look upon me, whom they pierced. Yes, the soldiers pierced his hands did throw, and I have pierced him through and through. Friends, yes, the pierced hands and feet are the nails, and the wounded side of Jesus. The soldier pierced that side of Jesus with that sword. And you say, it's like dear John. It's like poor doubting Thomas, isn't it? He said, except I see the print of the nails and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. But what did he say when he did see? And when he did see it? Lord, my Lord and my God. Yes, he is able to save to the uttermost. In the midst of thee is mighty. He bore all incarnate God could bear. again. Isaiah says, he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. And by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Yes, the just dies for the unjust. Ah, this mighty one, the Lord thy God, in the midst of thee is mighty. He will say, he will say, oh, this are, and this is everlasting salvation. You see, Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 or 17, it reads there, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. This are, are you one of thee? One of these that think on his name. Dissolve, and do you talk together? Of all the way the Lord thy God hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. And the Lord says this, and they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jaws. He will say, and they shall be mine by covenant transaction and blood. Says Jesus, my people are mine, their sin bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. Well, we must try a little more. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. Ah, he will rejoice over thee with joy. Why, you know, that's very sweet what we read here, isn't it, in Isaiah 62. But thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. And for as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as a bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. Ah, why does the Lord rejoice over thee? There is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than 99 just persons that need no repentance. Is how, yes, and he saves the very worst of sinners. And he saves, my friends, yes, he puts forth his hand and he saves those prodigals. One said, Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he'd have saved my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood. You read the account here, don't you? In the Gospel of Luke, where the dear man, yes, the man that, having 100 sheep, he loses one. He leaves the 99 in the wilderness. He goes after that which was lost until he finds it. When he found it, he layeth on his shoulders, rejoicing. Rejoicing. And friends, he will rejoice over thee. He rejoiced over thee. He's found the sheep that is lost. He's up, yes. A poor sinner rejoices in the fact that they have found Christ and that he has heard their prayer and has granted them salvation, peace, love and mercy in their poor never dying souls. But dear soul, you think of this. The Lord rejoiceth over thee. I have found the sheep. When he cometh home, he called together his friends and neighbours, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found the sheep, my sheep which was lost. Ah, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found, blind, now I see. He will rejoice over thee. Oh, there's this joy then, that the Lord has, in bringing, in gathering other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. Friends, yes, he will bring them from the east and from the west, from the north and the south. He will gather them together to be with him in glory. So, you know, there'll never be a vacant throne in glory. No empty seats, so to speak. They'll all be taken up with these that are saved with an everlasting salvation. Yes, dear soul. When I said that, did some poor soul say, yes, and there's no seat for me? There's no seat for me. Dear soul, and who said there was no seat for you? Did the Lord say there was no seat for you? I tell you what the Lord said. All them that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. That's what Jesus says to you, poor soul. In that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. In no wise. The very worst. The very worst, the most dreadful, the most abominable, the biggest wretch that ever trod shoe leather, I will in no wise cast out. What do we say this morning? Dying thief on the cross, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise, and say my soul, why not for thee? He rejoice over thee, yes. With joy. He will rest in his love. He will rest in his love. Here ends, we say a little, I believe, of God the Father, death, resting in his love, in the love, my friends, that he has to his people and to his beloved Son, Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Why did he say? Because, you see, all these were given unto him, given unto Christ. Sinners, given unto Christ, yonder back in the covenant of eternity. All that the Father giveth me shall come. That's the word, isn't it? All that the Father giveth me shall come. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise, under no circumstances. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Oh, blessed be his glorious name, dear soul. He doesn't cast out. He doesn't cast away. Oh, his love, dear soul, is so great. He will rest in his love. What do you read about the dear Lord Jesus resting in his love? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Oh, yes, dear soul. And there's this, what dear John says to us in his epistle. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. He will rest in his love. Friends, yes, and again, the love of God. Yeah, why the Lord says, doesn't he, to us in the book of Deuteronomy, that the Lord loved you, not because you were the greatest of all people, because you were the fewest, but because he loved you. And you say, there is all is the Lord's sovereign electing love and mercy. As the this sovereign, divine, gracious love to poor dying sinners. He will rest in his love. And these are, and that the dear Lord Jesus Christ indeed should fulfill his love in bringing many sons unto a God. Say, it's love divine, is it not? Love divine. And why? What did Jesus? And Jesus, having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. Why, it is all, it's a sacrificial love, is it not? I'm crucified with Christ, said Paul. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. For the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, and gave himself for me. And who shall separate us from the love of God? Nothing separates. Nothing separates the blessed three, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and nothing will separate and poor dying sinners that come unto God, that present their souls unto him, that plead with him for mercy. He will rest in his, yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Want to hear it again, poor soul? Yea, the Lord hath said, I have loved thee. Why, poor soul, you and I look at ourselves and we can say, whatever does the Lord see in us to love us? Well, he doesn't love your sin and mine, poor soul. The mercy is, if he loves your poor, never dying soul and mine. Yea, the Lord hath loved thee with an everlasting love. You know, yes, what does the hymn writer say about love? A brother's love is sometimes hot and sometimes cold, but Jesus is the same. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee. And he's drawn us away. Yeah, drawn us away from the carnal, carking cares of this poor, dying world. Caught us out of Egypt, the land, yes, of sin and iniquity, and set our affections on those things which are above, so that your soul and mine is on the stretch to find Christ. Why, what is thy beloved more than another? But my beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. Him whom my soul loveth. Why, is altogether precious. Precious to our poor, never dying souls. We love him. Oh, that we could love and praise him more. Yes, and he will rest in his love. He will rest in his love. In his love to his Father. Oh, how Jesus speaks of the Lord God the Father loving him as loved me. Yes. And he rests in his love. I fail to have failed. But he will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Our ends, yes. You know, very simply, but I think of it like, think this, that, you know, you read the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, when Jesus instituted this. And we read, they sang an hymn and went out. It is our, I believe, that Jesus led that hymn. Ah, friends, and yes, he will joy over thee with singing at last in heaven's high court above. They that fear the Lord, yes, both small and great, and they sing, you know, here in Revelation chapter 19. The voice came out of the throne, praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, the voice of many waters, the voice of mighty thunder, and saying, Alleluia, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Ah, friends, you see, they sang, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honour and power unto our God. What will it be to be there, where congregations ne'er break up, where Sabbaths have no end, where we see Jesus, behold him as the Lamb of God, as slain in our place, room and stead. Oh, friends, to praise him for his mercy, for his kindness, for his goodness, for shedding abroad his love in our heart, for snatching us a brand from the burning, making us a trophy's grave. Oh, to sing to the Lamb in the midst of the throne. Boy, what is read here? Oh, these that, yes, that then come out of great tribulation, washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sit on the throne shall dwell among them. Yes. And for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, shall lead them, and to live in fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Oh, to be with Christ, which is far better. Ah, friends, yes, here my best friends, my kindred dwell, here my Saviour reigns. The dear soul, like Paul, oh, having a desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. We must die to speak of Christ. To be with him in glory. And why, you know, loved ones, they love to be together. Dear soul, do you and do I long and love tonight to be with Christ? To be with Jesus. Oh, to behold him, the altogether lovely, him whom my soul loveth. Why, loved ones, they don't want to part. No. But dear soul, in glory, there'll be no parting. There'll be no parting. Forever viewing, singing. Oh, join in that holy, happy chorus to him that loved us and gave himself for us. Well, the Lord pardon and forgive all that I've said amiss. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £655, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Pond is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. And as Mr. Hope is unable to be with us next Lord's Day, there will be a reading service in the morning, and Mr. Wells is expected to preach in the evening. And the collection next Lord's Day will be for the Christian Concern and the Christian Legal Centre. And the Oakington Friends hope to hold their anniversary service on Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 135. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. 135.
Thine own word, make up, Lord, where one has so failed. Grant thy people the help and the aid of thy spirit to meditate on thy word. And dear Lord, now take us each home to a respective place of abode in peace and safety, whether that journey be long or short. And now may the grace, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet communion, Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.